Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the Maize and Brew Pick'em Podcast, brought to you by Maize and Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I am Luke Ghiardi, joined as always by Vaughn Lozon and Scotty White as we head into the final week already of the college football regular season. It goes too fast each and every year, but man, do we got a tight race coming down the stretch here on the Pick'em Podcast. Vaughn had a nice big week last week. He went 6-2, and he was looking to get back to even with me, but as the great Lee Corso says, not so fast, my friend. I went 7-1 to keep that lead on Scotty, extended by a game. Scotty, he went 4-4 last week, so he's got some ground to make up here in the final week of the regular season. Season standings sit as I am 57-38-1. Vaughn 55-40-1. Scotty is 50-45-1. So the stage is set, boys. What's going on?
Yeah, the stage is certainly set. And for those of you who listen to all of our Maize and Brew podcasts, first of all, I greatly appreciate all of you. Secondly, you've probably noticed that Luke's connection is a little better today than it was for the Brewcast, in which I impromptu hopped in on the podcast while I was in my car.
It's because we don't do video on this one. It's just straight audio. That's my cup of tea, you know?
Yes, yes. So that was a good time earlier in the week. Also a good time, my 6-2 record last week. But you had 7-1, so you had just the slight edge on me. Hoping to get back this week. Scotty, on the other hand, he's going to need all of us to pretty much go winless and run the table here to have any hope of a regular season championship, much like our Michigan Wolverines this weekend in Ann Arbor. So, Scotty, how are you doing, brother? How are you feeling?
I don't know what, like, I haven't had a really bad week. I haven't had a really good week. I'm honestly pretty happy with 50-45, but I mean, here I am sitting in last place. So I think it speaks about our talent as for our pick'ems. Like, we're all doing pretty well, all above 500. But yeah, I mean, this is the last week of the regular season. So, I mean, this has got to be the week where I either break through and have a great week or where I have a terrible week. So I expect that, I say this every week, but I really expect that this is actually the week that that happens.
So we will once again pick 8 games against the spread and odds, brought to you via DraftKings Sportsbook. We're going to start down south, SEC country. It's Egg Bowl season. Number 9, Ole Miss visits Mississippi State, who is unranked. However, the Bulldogs, 2-point favorites over the Fightin' Lane Kiffins. Vaughn, I'm going to start with you.
Man, I kind of want to go with Ole Miss just one more time, just because they've been all reliable for me this year. But I'm actually going to go with Mississippi State just for the simple kind of the thing that you had last week with Clemson. Like Vegas knows something that we don't. There's got to be some sort of analytical, statistical approach that they're taking to this one. So as much as I would love to take Ole Miss, just because I've been riding them kind of all year along with Georgia, I'm going to take Mississippi State to cover the 2-point spread at home.
Scotty, how about you, my man?
I'm going to go with Ole Miss, actually. I do think that Ole Miss is just a much better team than Mississippi State this year. I'm hoping that we don't have any celebrations of guys urinating in the end zone like happened a couple of years ago to derail anything. But and also, I mean, I'm 5 games back of Vaughn, so I guess I've got to pick some opposites here. But yeah, I am confident in Ole Miss. I think they're a good team. They got a chance at a New Year's Six Bowl. So that's on the line this weekend. So I expect them to bring their A game. So I'll go with the Rebels to cover.
Yeah, I like Ole Miss as well here. I love Lane Kiffin and his Rebels catching points on the road, and they're getting healthier as the season goes on. You know, Matt Corral, he's got a few of his horses. Looks like the full receiving corps is going to be back in action. You know, they've gone through some ups and downs with injuries on this team, and I think Ole Miss goes in and pulls off, you know, according to Vegas, the upset, though according to the college football playoff rankings, not much of an upset. I got to give Mike Leach a lot of credit, though, man. What a year he's having. The Bulldogs turnaround has been fantastic. They've been great only in their last five games. Their only loss came on the road to Arkansas by 3 points. But you look at Ole Miss too, you know, 14 point win over Vandy, a 10 point win over Texas A&M. They whooped up on Liberty a little bit. They had the one letdown game against Auburn, but Ole Miss playing some good football here this year. Give me the Rebels on the road catching points as we head to the Big Ten. Number 16, Iowa. They are 1 point favorites as they head into Nebraska, Scotty.
I mean, it's Nebraska. They lose every game by one possession. Nothing's going to change this week. Nebraska's 3-8 right now. Iowa's obviously not as, I mean, I think they got up to what, number two in the AP poll at one point. So they're obviously not that good, but I just, after watching Nebraska every week, I mean, last week, me and Vaughn were talking about it. We thought that last week was the week that they would lose by more than one possession, but they just seem to like losing by one possession every week, and I think it's going to happen again. So I've got Iowa covering this one.
Ooh, which side are you on, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Iowa as well, simply for the fact that Nebraska is going to be without their starting quarterback, I believe. I think that's the report that I was reading earlier today. So if that's the case, even if it wasn't the case, I would pick Iowa, but I'm pretty confident that Iowa will be able to edge out a win, only 1 point. So even if it's just by a safety, a field goal, even that's a cover. So I'm going to take Iowa. It feels like one of those games that it should be easier than what it'll probably end up being. This is probably going to end up, just because of my explanation here, Nebraska is going to blow them out. So with all that said, I'm going to take the Hawkeyes and pray to God that they pull out the win here.
Yeah, if Adrian Martinez was playing, I would be on the Nebraska side of this game. But since he's not, surgery, I believe, today he had, I'm going to take the Hawkeyes here, -1 as well. You know, what a heck of a start to the year Iowa had. But ultimately, it's been a bit of a rough stretch. Three wins in a row against three not very good teams by not hefty margins. I don't have a lot of faith in the Hawkeyes down the stretch. But an Iowa win and a Wisconsin loss, which we'll get to later, means Iowa would be headed to Indy. So that is an interesting storyline to look out for. They've got a lot to play for Saturday down in Lincoln. Into SEC/ACC country, we've got Florida, 3-point favorites as they head to Florida State. Florida, new head coach Dan Mullen got fired earlier this week. Mike Norvell and the Seminoles have kind of got things turned around. I believe they are headed to a bowl game here this year. I believe, no, 5-6. They need this one to get that sixth bowl win. Both teams need a win to get to a bowl here this year at both 5-6. So, Scotty, what do you think is going to happen in this one?
Yeah, if you had told me that this line would be the way that it was about, well, right after Florida played Alabama, I would have definitely taken Florida. But Florida has definitely fallen off a little bit. Going on the road, I think Florida State's improving as the year goes on. And so I like Florida State to cover this one.
How about you, Vaughn?
Yeah, give me the Seminoles. I think they're going to get the bowl eligibility with this one. They're home dogs. Florida is just in the gutter at this point. Just fired Dan Mullen, got rid of their coordinator, offensive coordinator, I believe the week or two before that. So their program is just in shambles right now. So with all of the, I guess, the lack of momentum for Florida and this being a home game for the Seminoles, I'm going to take them to cover and to win just outright.
I'm going to go the other way on this one. I'm going to take Florida because they got rid of Dan Mullen. Sounds like he lost the locker room. I think the players are going to have a lot to play for. They're going to play with some pride for an interim coach. We see this in the NFL quite a bit. Teams are incredible the week after their head coach gets fired midseason. I'd imagine it's going to be the same way in college football. Give me the Gators going to be playing with a lot of pride against a rival and playing for a new man with some new energy coming out of the locker room, and they're just a more talented team than Florida State. They're going to put it together and cover the three here this week. Penn State, 2-point favorites, kind of surprisingly, as they head to Michigan State coming off an absolute boat racing at the hands of Ohio State last week. This is an interesting spread here in Spartan Stadium, Vaughn.
Yeah, this is a really weird one. I can't believe that they are still underdogs at home against Penn State, who, I mean, let's be real. They've been solid against the higher competition that they played. They played Michigan tough, obviously, played Ohio State tough, but they've dropped a couple weird ones. That Illinois game is obviously the one that sticks out to me. Sean Clifford is expected to return against Michigan State, but I don't think that he's still 100% healthy. This seems like one of those games that a senior quarterback in his final game in college is just going to give it a shot just because he loves his team, wants to be out there with his boys, probably doesn't have a future in the NFL as of right now. The outlook, it just isn't there. He's not on draft boards right now. So I'm going to take Michigan State just because that seems to be the easy pick. I think they rebound nicely, get a good win to finish the year, and they're at home. That always helps as well. So give me the Spartans.
What say you, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Michigan State too. they just got – that was embarrassing last week. Every time I was checking my phone, it was another touchdown for Ohio State, and they're about to score again. They want to get that taste out of their mouth. It's home game, senior day. And also Michigan State just plays – in the past few years, they've just played Penn State well. Even when Penn State's having a good year, it seems like Michigan State always plays them tough. I like Michigan State at home to cover the spread.
Yeah, I love Michigan State catching two at home here this week. Probably looking at the money line. At the end of the day, it's a couple of coaches that really don't have a lot to play for, both signing monster extensions. Michigan State, you understand, the Penn State one, somewhat questionable with James Franklin, given the season Penn State has had here. But I think that, you look at these two coaches, I think it's a little more authentic with Mel Tucker than it is for James Franklin. I don't expect him to, be putting the best foot forward, to be quite honest with you here. I think Michigan State's got more to play for, still in line for New Year's Six Bowl. I like Michigan State catching two at home. Keeping it in the Big Ten, kind of an underrated rivalry here. Thanksgiving weekend is all about the Egg Bowl. It's all about, the Apple Cup, Oklahoma State, obviously Michigan, Ohio State, some great rivalries around the country. Wisconsin, Minnesota, I feel, goes under the radar a little bit. Wisconsin played some really good football, by the way. 7-point win against Nebraska last week. They're ranked number 14 in the country. 7-point favorites as they head to take on the Fighting Flex up in Minnesota. Scotty, which side do you like, my friend?
I'm going to go with the Badgers. They're playing great right now. Really, after Michigan went into Camp Randall and gave it to them, they've been playing good football. Looks like they'll be – I think they're going to win this game, so they'll be representing the Big Ten West in Indianapolis next weekend. But Minnesota, yeah, like they're also playing. Like I didn't even realize how good of a season that they were having. They're a solid team. But yeah, that should be a good rivalry game. But in the end, I think Wisconsin's going to pull away late and cover that -7.
Vaughn.
So I'm going with the Badgers here.
Vaughn, who do you like, my friend?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with the other side. I'm going to pick Minnesota here to cover. I don't think they end up winning, but I think they are going to be able to keep it close. Wisconsin's, like Scotty had mentioned, have been playing some really good football recently, but Minnesota has been as well. Their defense is among the better in the Big Ten statistically, and I know that Wisconsin's got a great rushing attack now. Now that they've got stuff figured out. But I think Minnesota is going to be able to kind of contain that just a little bit more than some of these other schools that Wisconsin has played recently, Northwestern being the one that just got gashed on the ground time after time. So I'm going to pick Minnesota. I think they're going to keep it close, but I think Wisconsin still wins.
The emergence of 17-year-old Braylon Allen, the true freshman out of Fond du Lac. He's gone for over a little over 1,000 yards of 12 touchdowns, 7.6 yards a carry. He's going to run all over Minnesota here this week. Wisconsin played incredible football. They've been boat racing teams outside of Nebraska last week because, as Scotty mentioned earlier in the show, all Nebraska does is lose games by one possession. You know, so I'm just going to throw that one to the wayside a little bit, take a look at the other results, and Wisconsin is boat racing teams. They're going to do the same to the Fightin' Flex, Wisconsin, minus the 7. Monster matchup in the Big 12, and who knows, guys? We don't know if we're going to be able to see this one, you know, moving forward. Oklahoma going to be moving to the SEC. Oklahoma State staying in the Big 12. And the Cowboys catching 4.5 at home over the Sooners. Vaughn, who do you like?
Much like your NFL team, I'm picking the Cowboys, buddy.
Woo-hoo!
Oklahoma State, minus 4.5. Look, I mean, it's weird to say this, but a Big 12 team is winning all of these games because of their defense. And that's what Oklahoma State's been doing this year. They've been playing lights out defensively. The way that they've played from week one until now, it's been just dead consistent. Oklahoma's kind of been all over the place. Caleb Williams hasn't really looked himself the last few games after that Baylor loss. That one was really tough for them. And I think this one's going to be even tougher at Oklahoma State. So give me the points. I'm taking Oklahoma State to cover this one big time.
Scotty, how do you feel about it, my man?
I like Oklahoma State, too. Same reasons as Vaughn said. They play good defense, which is very rare to see in the Big 12. And I just haven't been impressed with Oklahoma. I think, like, just like the committee, I mean, Oklahoma was undefeated when the first college football playoff rankings came out, and they had them back at, I think it was number 8. They just haven't really looked that impressive. Kansas gave them a scare. Obviously, Kansas is a not good football team. Oklahoma State at home. Good defense. I like them to stifle that Oklahoma offense and cover the 4.5.
Yeah, at the end of the day, man, you look at it, and Caleb Williams kind of set the world on fire, but he did it against some bad defenses. Obviously, Texas, you know, Texas Tech, Kansas. Look at last week. In a 28-21 win, Caleb Williams went 8 of 18 for 87 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Even Spencer Rattler came in and threw a pass for 9 yards. They ran for 209 yards in Iowa State, you know, turned it over more than a few times. It was a sloppy game. This Oklahoma State defense is even better than Iowa State's, man. Give me the Cowboys here. I love what Mike Gundy is doing down in Bedlam, and the fact that it's in Bedlam is going to make it, you know, pretty tough. Stillwater is a tough place to play, obviously. So I like the Cowboys here, boys. We're all on them, minus the 4.5, which is, you say, if you'd have said that at the beginning of the year, people would have thought you were crazy, you know? This spread on the next game, as we head in SEC country, we're going to hit the Iron Bowl. This one makes a little more sense. People would have believed you that Alabama was 19.5-point favorites visiting Auburn. Scotty, which side do you like?
I'm going to go with Auburn here. I mean, Alabama's obviously a great team, but they haven't looked like the normal, quite on that level as the Alabamas we've seen in the past. And this is the Iron Bowl. Auburn's at home. You know, it's one of the best rivalries in college football. Not as good as the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, but it's still up there. But I think that Auburn, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder in this game. They're not going to let it get that out of hand. I'm going to go with Auburn to cover this one.
How about you, Vaughn?
I agree. I'm taking Auburn. I think 19.5 is way too much with the way that Alabama's kind of been playing recently. Had a really close game at LSU. Haven't really looked the same since their loss. I believe that was about a month ago at this point. They've been playing some up and down football. So I think with it being the Iron Bowl, this game's usually pretty tight. I just don't see 19.5 being covered by Alabama this week. So War Eagle, baby. War Eagle.
3 losses in a row for Auburn. No Bo Nix. Alabama's trying to keep the college football playoff hopes alive. I think this one gets pretty ugly, boys. I'm taking Alabama minus a 19.5. It's under 3 touchdowns. That was going to be my number. I was going to consider it if it was over 21 points, but at 19.5, I'm going to jump all over the Crimson Tide because things are just not going Auburn's way right now, and it's going to be a tough end to the season for them. And finally, the big game in Ann Arbor, the Big Ten East title is on the line. Number two, Ohio State, catching 8, traveling to number 5, Michigan. Vaughn, where are you going, friend?
Until I see it, I just don't believe it. So I'm just going to take Ohio State minus 8 at this point. I could see the line kind of going up a little more as the week kind of goes on here. We're recording on this Wednesday evening right before Thanksgiving. So I could see it kind of creeping up just a little bit more, maybe get to that 9-point area. I would probably still take Ohio State, even if it were 9 points. Statistically speaking, I think Michigan does match up as well as any team that Ohio State has played, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But Ohio State's offense is just so high octane. This is an offense unlike any other really in the country. I think it is statistically speaking, number one overall across America. And just the eye test kind of proves that with all the guys that they got in the receiver core. They've got an amazing true freshman running back in Trevion Henderson. CJ Stroud's a Heisman candidate. I just am going to take Ohio State. And, you know, this is one of those emotional hedge bets, but this is one of those emotional hedge bets that I actually believe will more than likely happen. So unfortunately, I'm going to take the Buckeyes and cross my fingers and pray to the football gods that I am wrong.
Scotty, where are you at on this one?
Unfortunately, I'm in agreement with Vaughn, and I hope I'm wrong too. But like you said, Vaughn, I think Michigan is the best team that Ohio State is going to play in the regular season. And when I was watching Ohio State against Oregon, and I don't remember if it was Tulsa or Tulane, I think it was Tulsa that they played and kind of struggled with, I was really thinking, okay, this could maybe be the year that Michigan beats Ohio State. But at this point, Ohio State has just looked so dominant. I mean, they against a team that beat Michigan last week, they're at 49-0 at halftime. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but I was expecting this line to be closer to minus 14 for Ohio State. So when I saw that it was minus 8, I mean, you got to think Ohio State's going to cover that. Obviously, I hope I'm wrong, but I got to go with the Buckeyes to cover.
Michigan's 9-2 against the spread here this year, best team in the country. I think they cover it once again here, boys. I think we are in for a classic Saturday. Everything about this week feels just a little bit different. I'm not saying Michigan goes out and wins, but I think this is going to go the full 4 quarters. I don't think Ohio State's going to boat race them, you know, like we've seen in years past. Could be wrong on that one. You know, could turn out like what Ohio State did to Michigan State last week. But I don't think that's going to happen here this week. Michigan's, you know, secondary has vastly improved. You've got the Reapers, a good defensive line that's playing some good football right now, and one of the best offensive lines in the country. I think Michigan does keep this close. I think they keep it within a touchdown, and I think they covered the 8 points here this week. What a great 8 games we are in store for the final week of the college football regular season. Once again, standings, I am sitting at 57-38-1. Vaughn, 2 games behind at 55-40-1. Scotty at 50-45-1. So we will see where we stand next week as we head into conference championship week. Vaughn, before we go, I'll let you know, let you tell everyone where we can find you on social media, my man.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. Follow Maize and Brew. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. And give us some 5-star reviews. And if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel already, please do so. We greatly appreciate all your support and hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving and loosen up the belt a little bit and have some turkey leftovers for me. Why don't you?
Absolutely. Scotty, where can we find you, my man?
Yeah, you guys can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_ this Saturday. I'm currently in my senior year at Michigan. Normally I've been in the press conference for the home games for the back half of the season, but I will be in the student section this weekend. So maybe I'll have reception, but I'm definitely going to be trying to tweet during this game because it's probably the biggest Michigan game of my life. But I can't wait to be in the big house this weekend. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere. But yeah, you can give me a follow on Twitter. That's where I'm always at during the games.
You can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you could throw us a review and a good 5-star rating, we'd really appreciate you there as well. For my partners, Vaughn Lozon and Scotty White, I am Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on the Maize and Brew Pick'em Podcast.